and you push my off because they're coming out with a trophy.
Hey there, welcome to Shark Cup Pod, a podcast dedicated to the greatest sporting club in the history of the world, the mighty Cronulla Sutherland Sharks. As per usual, this podcast episode is brought to you by Dice Logistics, the Royal Motor Yacht Club Import Hacking, and Chasing Horse Crypts and Crypts Real Estate. Disclaimer, for your information, the audio on this episode is not as pristine as usual. I am in a vehicle, and I don't have a direct microphone happening at the moment, so please excuse that. Also, my voice is barely here, and I'm getting pretty annoyed by that, as I'm sure our listeners are. But we move on. It's a great afternoon evening because the Sharks recorded another victory, 80-6 over the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs at CommBank Stadium, 3 o'clock kickoff. Horrendous conditions. Rain, wind, really, really bad field, muddy, and more so, just puddles everywhere. It led to a high amount of errors, particularly for our team, and we saw the Sharks play in a very similar style to the earlier clash in the season in Wollongong against the Dragons. And that was the game plan from the Sharks. They wanted to come out and play an upbeat, up-tempo style of game, much like the Dragons game earlier in the year. To some extent, it worked. I guess they won by 12 points. It was a tight contest. Not a memorable one, that's for sure. And for the people that went out to the game, you get 2 stamps because, as I said, horrific conditions, albeit at a very, very world-class stadium. Team was 1-17 in personnel, with Dale Finucane starting and Cam McInnes coming off the bench. Sharks started well, scored first, and defended really well for most of the game, it has to be said. In the sort of lead up to half time, the Bulldogs had 30 tackles inside our opposition 20. We didn't cave, and then we caved on the last play from a kick. And in wet conditions, it's obviously more difficult to control those kicks. And sadly for us, the Bulldogs went into half time level at 6-all, even though we were the dominant team. We should have scored more points than what we did. We saw some blown opportunities again, in particular from our right centre, and we need to work on that. He needs to work on the catch and pass. And overall, though, the discipline and the handling was not up to scratch. Wet conditions do come into it, of course, particularly the handling, but they're going to need to lift moving into the next 3-4 weeks of their draw. We'll get to that. They did what they had to do today. They won the game. If you have any feelings on this game or in general about the Sharks, at SharkCastPod, DM us, or SharkCastPod@gmail.com, email. Received some messages during the game already about the lackluster affair and the way we played, and at full time, it was already being discussed in the media about the ugly wins to Cronulla. Now, ugly wins are the same as attractive wins. They're all wins, they've all got 2 points attached to them. But the team is going to need to lift in a lot of areas if they're going to compete with the likes of Melbourne, the Cowboys, the Panthers, and even a team like South Sydney with some of their personnel coming back. So a lot to improve on in the Sharks. I'm not sure when that improvement's going to come, but I do feel that it's hard to get some of that improvement in conditions like today. So, first half, we're all pretty disappointed to go into the sheds at 6-all. Second half, a lot better for Cronulla in most aspects. And you saw that on the scoreboard at full time. Shout out to Nico Hines, kicking some really difficult kicks from the sideline. He was so confident, even went for a penalty goal, which he missed. But some real improvement there from Nico Hines, much to the relief of a lot of fans. And I think the highlight of this game was the defence. You know, they defended really well, and albeit the Dogs didn't throw a lot at them for most of the game, but they still defended in those conditions pretty well. Matt Burton was spoken about all week, his big, tall kicks. And I think because of the conditions as well as some of that kick pressure, it didn't really trouble the Sharks as far as the high ball goes. I think there might have been one error from a high ball, but overall, we handled him and the Bulldogs pretty well. Definitely like the inclusion of Dale starting. It adds a bit of muscle to our pack, which we need. I'm really looking forward still to the day when we have Hamlin Newelli back, and even the likes of Jack Williams back as well, to really get that aggression out on the field. On the bench, we had Tolman, McInnes, Cedar and Wilson. And credit to Cedar when he came on, he really helped get the forwards moving in the right direction. And his input in the game was significant, I thought, or noticeable at the very least. And I think I've already mentioned it already in this recording, but it's one of those games that's hard to judge because we were also disappointed in the first half, and the second half we were like, oh, it's a lot better in these conditions. In these conditions is the big term because they were really bad. And you won by 12 points, no major injuries, and we move on to a very big game on Thursday at Shark Park against the Melbourne Storm. 1-17 across the board, I thought most of the Sharks were good. Some were better than good. Will Kennedy was safe. Wouldn't mind seeing him make some more metres on his kick returns. He was getting driven back a little bit on a lot of those tackles. But he was safe and played well. Some nice touches out wide. I thought the tip-on from Talakai to Ronaldo just was done too much. And Ronaldo was solid again, scoring a try, and he was pretty good. Talakai had some really nice touches and some really important runs to get us out of our 20-metre zone. That was noticeable to me. Jesse Redmond had another typical Jesse Redmond game, highly involved. I can't doubt the effort, but he just needs to play a little bit smarter. If he catches, if he passes at the right time, he's got two or three tries just per game. So please work on that. Please work on that. Sione Katoa was good as well, some nice returns and scoring a try and a very safe game from Sione Katoa. The halves were good. Matt Moylan was involved. I thought Dicko had a really strong game. Some assists, some tries, goal kicking. General kicking was really good too. Can still improve on all of that, but I thought a very strong outing for Dicko Hunt. Adele Finucane just does what he does, and I think he's still sort of finding his feet after having some time off, but a good effort from Dale Finucane. Wade Graham was really good. He had some nice touches. He had a line break. And I thought a very strong game from Wade Graham, probably the best he's had since he's come back from his injuries. Britt Nicoris got a try. Was solid, no better, no worse. Toby Rudolph was great. Played some good, tough football, which is what we need week in, week out. Blake Braley was good. I still want more from him. I feel like this is a game that he could have put the foot down a little bit, and he didn't. But still, nothing wrong from him, nothing bad. And he's consistent, and that's a good thing, it's a positive thing. Royce Hunt probably needs to watch the game back to get a true aspect of what he did, but he gets some good runs, some good carries, so see what happens when all 17 guys are fit, the starting 17 guys from the club, whether Royce makes that cut or not. Not suggesting he shouldn't, but just interesting to see where he sits in the landscape. Tolman did his thing, didn't really notice him except for when I thought he got in the way of some of the attack, but he was fine, you know, plays hard, does the job. Again, not in my starting 17, but when he's there, he won't let you down. Cam McInnes, not a bad word to say about him, he's got an error in him, but he just plays hard and that's what we need. Zeke Wilton, I thought, was quieter this week, I'm not sure the minutes he got. But happy to see him out there. It's all experience. He's going to get better each week. And Fafita, like I mentioned before, was strong. So he was good. And I want to see this bench when we're all fit and ready to go. So I'm not sure what the bench will look like compared to what it looks like today. I feel like some of the guys won't be in the 17. But if we're winning games with them, then that's a massive bonus. So now the focus is on the Melbourne Storm game. We will no doubt bring you an episode during the week about that and a more thorough review of the match today and everything else that's happening in Sharkland. But we do look forward. We look forward to the next 4 weeks, and it's going to be a real ride. And, you know, people saying, well, it'll show us where we're at, all this kind of thing. Absolutely true, but I'm just looking forward to one game at a time in this 4 week stretch, and it's all about Melbourne Storm. We can't really worry about the Cowboys, we can't really worry about Penrith. I mean, some of the coaching staff might be assigned to look ahead, but for us, we're just looking at the Melbourne game, how did it beat Melbourne? They're going to be missing Origin players, we'll be missing possibly Talakai, possibly Nico Hines. I'm not sure about the status of both players. But either way, you know, it's going to be tough. And Melbourne have come off a pretty bad loss to Manly. It was only small in margin terms, but they were down by a lot. And the defence looked pretty leaky, and that's not Melbourne-like. And the bounce back is always there with Melbourne, despite who plays in their team. But having said that, great time to get them. No Origin players. That's absolutely brilliant. Let's do it. Let's go out there and beat them on our home turf. Let's pack out the stadium. We don't like them, they don't like us, let's have some fun. Let's get another win. Every win from here on in is just another step closer to finals football and where we finish. We want to finish in the top four. We're currently in the top four. Let's stay there. Beat Melbourne, we stay there. So, can we win all four games in this stretch? But let's give it a real shake. There's no reason why we can't if we're on our game. We haven't been on our game for a while, that's a fact. Much as I don't want to listen to the media speculating about ugly wins and that kind of thing, we haven't been on for a long time. We haven't been on our best for a long time. We haven't been at our best for a long time. So it's exciting, though, and I believe in the personnel we have. I believe in the style that we're playing. Really happy with the defence today. Again, Dogs did not throw a lot at us as far as skill, but they threw a lot at us physically, and we held that. So let's keep on improving. I wonder what the score would have been today in dry weather football, because looking at the way we played, the way they played, I feel like we would have put a number on them. That's all the unknown, but hard to judge in a lot of ways how the team went today in those conditions. Did they give away too many penalties? Absolutely. Too many ruck infringements? Absolutely. Got to improve all that kind of stuff. Okay, thank you for tuning in, thank you for listening, thanks for downloading, thanks for liking and subscribing. Much appreciated, you guys and girls know that, and we'll be back in some way, shape or form soon to talk about our beloved, mighty Cronulla Sutherland Sharks, who won today, 18-6 against the Bulldogs, up Cronulla.